He's been out west. He's been up north. You know, it's true. You have to get the city, or else you might as well pack it up.
Hi there, it's WAMC News Director Ian Pickus. And on this episode of the WAMC News Podcast, my conversation with Randy Bashwinger. He's the Albany County Republican Party Chair and the Byrne Highway Superintendent. The Albany County Republican Party is one of several around the state that's endorsed Congressman Lee Zeldin's bid for governor in 2022. The Long Island Republican has been locking up support well ahead of the primary.
Statewide, we had a meeting, and we talked about trying to get behind a candidate early in the race here and kind of jump off to an early start. And there are a few candidates out there now that have come forward and really pushed that they want to run. My committee here in Albany County, a major majority of them want to see Lee as the governor, just because they think he's the best candidate. And so basically, that was one of the reasons why we got out to an early selection for Lee. Nothing happens until February, when it's actually the state announcement as far as the nomination. But I will say this, there are some really, really good candidates on the Republican line this year that have stepped forward, that want to run and have changes to New York State.
It's an uphill climb for Republicans to win for governor in New York State, and there's often been a feeling that the state legislature and the governorship is, you know, too representative of downstate. So Zeldin is a congressman from Long Island. Are you concerned at all that he's not in touch with upstate New York and its needs?
No, actually, I'm not. Not at all. Mr. Zeldin he lived up here. He graduated from SUNY. He's very familiar with the area. He's come out and mentioned that he will be traveling all over New York State several times before his election for 2022. He's already been in the Albany area several times, and he will continue coming up here for campaigning. He's been out west. He's been up north. It's true. You have to get the city, or else you might as well pack it up, unfortunately. But he will, I think all the candidates would be support the upstate. I will say that all of them have pretty much, four of them have pretty much reached out to the upstate area, looking for support. Lee has been very aggressive with his campaigning, and already with fundraising. He's very familiar with this area. That's why I believe most of our committee was ready to endorse him as soon as they heard he was going to run.
Which of the candidates hasn't reached out?
Well, the ones that have reached out has been Lee Zeldin, of course, Andrew Giuliani, Mark Molinaro, which now has come out and endorsed Lee. So he's not running for governor. And Rob Astorino, which are all great candidates. So those are the four that have reached out for consideration. And again, of course, Mr. Molinaro has chose a different path. So
I just want to say we've requested an interview with Congressman Zeldin, and we haven't gotten it yet, but I'll ask the question to you. In your conversations and the committee's conversations with him, what's his vision for New York State?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I listening to all the candidates at our get together back in March, a lot of them had the same thoughts and ideas. you know, there wasn't a whole lot of difference between all the candidates. You know, the obviously getting school kids back to school 100%. You know, the big thing was the safety of the people in the area, the vaccines, you know, the budget, cutting businesses out. You know, there's been several things, and they've all come out pretty much individually and given their platforms so far. I know Rob has, and I know Lee has come out and said, and I don't believe Andrew has yet. I know he's still contemplating on running. So, as far as our committee goes, we felt that Lee was very supportive of upstate and also downstate, of course, and you need both in order to even come close to winning for the governorship. The problem that we had last few times is New York City just, you know, you can win three quarters of the state and still lose the race just by losing downstate and some of the big cities like Buffalo and Syracuse. I know we lost the last ones there. That's the main reason why pretty much most of our committee supported Lee. But again, most of the candidates that have discussed running has been the same thing. You know, the vaccinations, the senior citizens, with the nursing homes, the safety of employees. With the governor, and then also the budgets, and getting things up and going, businesses still being shut down, and small businesses not able to get back open because of deadlines, which now it's starting to loosen up a little bit.
You just mentioned a number of issues that are facing Governor Cuomo, the Democrat who's in his third term. Now, as we speak about halfway through 2021, we really don't know if he'll be the Democratic nominee for governor next year because, you know, the leaders in the state legislature have called on him to resign, as have most elected Democrats around New York State. He has said he wants to seek a fourth term, but we're still waiting to see what happens with these investigations. So basically, there's a lot of time between now and then. Do the Republicans want to run against Governor Cuomo as opposed to somebody else next year?
You know, that's actually a good question. Nobody knows. Who's going to end up being the candidate. I don't foresee Mr. Cuomo stepping out. I see him continuing and challenging. Who knows who the Democrats will put up there. Our candidates, whichever candidate they end up, you know, we end up going with, the Republicans go with, has to get out and campaign all over and not really focus on Governor Cuomo, but just focus on doing what's good for the whole state. It's going to be an interesting deal for the Democrats. Who they're going to throw up as far as a candidate. Either way, we have to be prepared for whoever it is. It doesn't really necessarily matter. Because for some reason all these people complain about Governor Cuomo, and then when it comes down to the time, they back him. So I don't know. I personally think you're going to see him still the candidate, but it could be someone else.
Randy Bashwinger is the Albany County Republican Party chair and the Byrne Highway superintendent. Thank you so much for taking this time to speak with us, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you, sir.
All right, that does it for this episode of the WAMC News Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, I'm Ian Pickus.